Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Behar in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, they're catching up to us. This week they have Parashas Emor. Next Shabbos we join back together with Bnei Chutz La'aretz. We do B'chukosai, they have Behar B'chukosai, and then we're hopefully get ready for Shavuos. We'll all be reading the same parashas and ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Today, besides being the day before Parashas Behar, as we just sang together, it is also a very special calendaric day. It's Lag Ba'Omer. I'd like to tie the two together a little bit. I'd like to tie the parasha to Lag Ba'Omer a little bit. Just with one simple thought that I think is a very, very beautiful thought, which has been on my mind for a few days in preparing for Lag Ba'Omer and thinking about Lag Ba'Omer. And I'd like to tie it into it with the following pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk says the following. It says at the end of Parashas Behar, V'chi yamuch achicha, if your brother becomes on the down, if he's losing his status, his financial status, he's on the decline financially, umata yado imach, and he needs you, he turns to you for assistance, ve'chezakta bo. You should pick him up. You should hold on to him. Ger v'toshav v'chayimach. A ger and a toshav, regardless of his status in the community, v'chayimach, and he should live with you. And the Torah continues to describe how you should take care of him. How to take care of him. You should give him a loan if he's a loan. Don't charge him interest, God forbid, etc., etc., etc. But this phrase, ve'chezakta bo, which means you should grab him, implies the following thing. It doesn't only imply that you should support him, but you should hold him up. Now, Rabbi said there are people in the world that are suffering physically and people that are suffering spiritually. And I want to first begin with a very nice story, a beautiful story about someone that was suffering physically. And then I want to talk about Lag Ba'Omer a little bit and the spiritual struggle that some of us have encountered and experienced in our lives. I read a beautiful story about the Panovich Rav. Panovich Rav was Rav in Panovich before the war. And then he came to Eretz Israel. He survived the war, came to Eretz Israel, and he built the Yeshiva Panovich in Bnei Brak. Famous story, he came to Eretz Israel, he saw a mountain top that was totally empty and said, there's going to be the Beis Medrash, and there's going to be the dormitory, and there's going to be the dining room. And everyone started laughing at him. Dormitory, dining room. This is in the 1940s when there was nothing here. Gornish from anything. Zero. And he's dreaming big about building a yeshiva, and they're laughing at him. And the yeshiva still stands till this day, proudly, on the hilltop where he said it was going to be. And he had to raise a lot of money for the yeshiva, obviously. And he went to travel all the time to raise money. There's a story that took place over here, listen to this, with the Rav of a community called Pardes Chana. Pardes Chana is up north in Eretz Israel. And the story happened, one of the grandchildren of the Rav of Pardes Chana was once on a bus. And on the bus next to him was an old man. A very old man. And they started engaging in conversation. What's your name? What's your name? Ah, you're the grandson of the Rav in Pardes Chana. I got to show you something. Takes out a letter from his pocket. An old, crumpled up, you know, faded letter out of his pocket. And the letter says the following words on it. In continuation of what we spoke about, I'm sending 5 lirot. You know what lirot are? It was the currency back in those days. Kidmei siyua, to help you out. L'rechishat hasus, to buy your horse. Signed by whom? The Panovich Rav. This man takes out this letter. What's this letter about? What's the story behind this letter? Listen to this amazing story. The story goes that the Panovich Rav, when he went to raise money, he went everywhere. He went to the wealthy people, obviously, to raise money for the yeshiva, but he also went to any farmer that he could find. He would knock on doors of random people and try to get money from anybody that would give money to him for the yeshiva. And his point wasn't only to raise a lot of money, his point was also to raise awareness. There's going to be a yeshiva built in Eretz Yisrael to get people on board for the excitement that was going to take place of a yeshiva being built in Eretz Yisrael. And one time, the Panovich Rav went to a certain farmer who was living all the way in the middle of nowhere near Pardes Chana. And he comes to this farmer's house, knocks on his door, and this farmer had been in Panovich during the war himself. He survived the war also like the Panovich Rav. And the Panovich Rav is coming over here and telling him about the yeshiva, and he was so excited about the yeshiva. And the Panovich Rav said, "Can I have a donation?" And the man turned to Panovich Rav and said, "I'm so sorry. I would love to give the Panovich Rav money, but I'll tell you, I'm a farmer. And I take my horse out all day long to the fields to try to do whatever I can. And I'll tell you honestly, what happened was, my horse yesterday, I was in the field, and my horse was doing its work and it just collapsed and died. Not only do I not have any money to give to yeshiva really, but I don't have no parnas, I don't have a horse even." So he reaches in his pocket, he finds like one, you know, old coin. He says, "Here, this is all I have to give to the yeshiva." Okay? Panovich goes back to Bnei Brak, and he remembers this Jew. After all, he was going to fundraise for the yeshiva, but he also found another Jew that needed help. And he didn't forget about one Jew, because you can't forget about one Jew, any Jew. And so he took out of his own money, 5 lira, that was a significant amount of money in those days, and he sent it to the Rav of Pardes Chana, right near where this person lived, and said, "Can you please be my shliach to give this over to this farmer from Panovich, old Panovich, who needs the money?" And by doing so, he put this person back on his feet. And the family said, asked this person, this farmer, "Can we keep this letter? Because we want to have it for generations to show how the Panovich Rav cared not only about building his yeshiva, but he cared about every single Jew." And there's no one, as Mordechai ben David's song goes, no Jew will be left behind. No Jew will be abandoned. No Jew will be forgotten about. No Jew will be forlorn and forgotten. There's no such thing. Because the Torah commands of us. The Torah requires of us. The Torah demands of us. And if you see someone that's going through a hard time, v'hechazak tabo. Not only should you give them the money, but you should give them the encouragement. You should give them the chizuk. You should hold them up and say, "My dear brother, my dear sister, how can I help you? I'm here for you. I care about you. I want what's best for you." V'hechazak tabo. I will say today is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a very, very special day. A very deep day. A very meaningful day. In Pesach earlier today, we mentioned the Gemara Masechah Shabbos that says that the rabbis came to a place called Keren B'Yavneh, not the yeshiva Keren B'Yavneh, but a place called Keren B'Yavneh, and they were very worried. And they said, "Gevalt, the Torah is going to be forgotten. Asida Torah Shedishtakach B'Yisrael. What's going to be?" The Gemara says, "Tanya, the Pshim Ben Yochai says, no! I will make sure that Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael." How do you do that? How did Rashbi do that? And the answer is, the Rashbi was able to find the inner spark, like we mentioned earlier today, in every single Jew. You see, if you look at, let's go to Tel Aviv right now. I'm just joking, let's not. But if we go to Tel Aviv right now, and we walk on the streets, and we would see what was going on there, we would probably say like, "Hey, this person's so far from Yiddishkeit." And we wouldn't be wrong in terms of the appearance that they're giving off. But in reality, in the deepest place, I will say, no one is gone. Like the Pasuk says that on the kever that you're going to see hopefully later today, when you go up to Meron in a little while, on the board is that Pasuk. It says, "Kilo si shachach mipizaro." Rashbi said, Torah is not going to be forgotten. Because Torah is a part of every single Jew. There's that spark in every single one. No one's forgotten. No one's left behind. Doesn't matter how far away you've drifted. Doesn't matter how distant you've made yourself. There's always that connection to Yiddishkeit. You're going to see people today in Meron that you'll be like, "What's he doing here? Like, what's his connection to Meron? What's his connection to..." And don't think it's like Kabbalah. They study Kabbalah. Most of them don't study Kabbalah. And if they do, these people probably don't know too much about Kabbalah themselves. You know what it is? It's like we mentioned before, it's the Pintel Yid. It's the spark of every Jew that's searching. And that spark is something which is not able to be extinguished. Can't be put out. It won't be put out. So if the Torah says you have to, if you see someone on the street who's suffering physically, financially, there's a mitzvah to hold them up, to be mechazik them, v'chazak tabo, well, Rabbi Osai, the same thing applies certainly if a person sees somebody else who's struggling spiritually, Rashbi, Shem Bar Yochai, taught the world and teaches the world till this day that no Jew is unimportant, that no Jew is meaningless, chas v'shalom, that every Jew has value, that every neshama is meaningful. You know, an amazing thing. I'll end with this. It says in the Torah, in Parashat Shmos, it says that you're going to come to Eretz Israel, and your children are going to say to you, Ma ha'avodah azos lachem? What's this work for you? And then you're going to respond to them, and you'll say, it's about Pesach, it's a Karban Pesach, because God passed over houses in Mitzrayim. Pasuk ends off there, Vayikod ha'am vayishtachavu. And Israel bows down. Why are they bowing down? Rashi says they're bowing down because they're going to come into Israel and they're going to have children. Which child is that? Who remembers from Haggadah? Which child says, Ma ha'avodah azos lachem? Which of the four children? The wicked child. The Russia child. And for that Russia child, you're going to bow down and say, thank you God for forgiving me, child? And the answer is, yeah. For that Russia child, we're going to say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me the child. You know why? Like the Bells of the Rabbi said, there's a famous bar for the Haggadah for next Pesach. The Bells of the Rabbi is such a beautiful thought. I may have mentioned it before Pesach this year. The Rasha on the outside is Ra, Resh and Ayin. But the third letter, the middle letter, is the Shin. What's the Shin stand for? Three legs. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. On the outer shell, there's Ra. It's true. On the outer shell, there might be tattoos and earrings and nose rings and all these different things that are shells on the outside. But on the inside, in the neshama world, in the land of Or, in the land of Pnimius, in the land of neshama, it's all good. It's all Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And so, yeah, they're going to thank Hashem. They're going to bow down to Hashem for the gift of any child. Because any child, even though on the outside some of us have rougher shells and rougher outer appearances, but on the inside we're all Tov. Abosai, I give us all a bracha. The bracha is, number one, both parts of the Shmusi B'Makuyim. Number one, no one should ever be struggling. But if someone is struggling, we should be that person to go over and mechazik them. Give them a kind word. Not only, someone comes to your door and asks for money, it's not only the $10 you may give them, or the 10 shekel you may give them, but much more important is the chizik you give them. You should have hatzlacha. You should feel good if they're sick or for a shlema. That's part number one. Part number two, if we see others that are struggling, or if we ourselves are struggling, we should understand that maybe that's on the external. But deep down, inside of ourselves, we have a tremendous bright neshama. It burns. We have to nurture it. We have to kindle it. We have to light it up. And we have to, Be'ez Hashem, take care of it. Take care of our own neshamos. And also be worried about taking care of the neshamos of our friends, of our siblings, of our families, of our extended family of Klal Yisrael. Abosai, everyone that goes to Meron today and everyone that doesn't go, whether you're going or not, it should be a day where simcha burns inside of us, where achdus, where camaraderie burns inside of us, where feeling of bond and of love for every single Jew permeates our being, permeates our essence. We should realize that we're one family, that we're one united family, that we're one happy family. Be'ez Hashem, this is the step towards Shavuos. I'll really close with this, Blineta. It's a beautiful thought. Rav Gedalia, my Rebbe, Shlita. So he pointed out, the Maral says that there's 49 days in Sfiras Omer, and you can break it down into two parts. 32 and 17. 32, the gematria of 32 is the gematria of Kavod. And the first 32 days of the Omer, till last night, we're supposed to work on Kavod HaTorah, appreciating the respect of the Afro Torah. But then, the last 17, the gematria is Tov. Tov is good. Today is the day where we begin the last 17, we're en route towards Kabbalah HaTorah. Tov is to appreciate the good of Torah, the good of every single Jew, the good of Klal Yisrael, to be focusing on the positive aspects of Yiddishkeit and of Torah. And of Am Yisrael and of Klal Yisrael. So we should be zochet to instill in ourselves, in our hearts, in our souls, the good of each other, the good of Klal Yisrael, the good of Torah Yisrael, the good of Eretz Yisrael. We should be zochah to become united, more strong, stronger and stronger. We should be zochah to have a true Kabbalah Satorah, Bekarov, with Simcha, with Achdus, and with a tremendous sense of pride. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Lag BaOmer.